You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, a very good morning and welcome to, well, the 26th of October, and it is Thursday, and, well, all the disasters are going on outside, so we're sitting here nice and comfortably, and we're going to keep you entertained from now until 10 o'clock this morning. Try and get rid of all those woes and troubles. Right, let's see. Of course, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, 89.3, Cool FM, born on this day. Let's take a look, shall we? Joseph Aloysius Hanson was born on this day. The year was 1803. He was a prolific English architect working principally in the Gothic Revival style. He invented the hansom cab, which was, really in a way, the first kind of taxi, and founded the eminent architectural journal, The Builder, and that was in 1843. Time on this morning's Breakfast Show. Well, we're just 2 minutes after seven. And we got something special for today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Summer has come. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
come and pass. The innocent can never last.
Well now, there's a song that comes from the band Green Day. Wake Me Up When September Ends. Well, we're wide awake, aren't we? We're sort of towards the end of October, but there was a reason for that song. Cool FM came to me a little while ago and said to me, oh, you know, do a show with all with music that was released in the months of October. And, well, I remember we were going to have Caravana today, and I just wasn't going to have time. And anyway, yesterday I sat down to do this. I thought, oh, I'm supposed to do something about October. I did tell them what I'm going to try and do today. And that track, by the way, is just a good lead-in for what we're going to do, because it says Wake Me Up When September Ends. And, well, technically speaking, this song is about October, because October comes after September, doesn't it? Of course it does. And so what we're going to be trying to do between now and 10 o'clock this morning is all songs that have October in the title. And that one was our one exception. So that's what we're going to try and do, starting from now, 3 hours of music in which October is in the title of the song.
They're playing sent too far.
So far, so good. We got one in. That is the band Polaris and Waiting for October. The 90s kids, well, they may still feel surprisingly nostalgic about the song about October. Featured in the Nickelodeon show, by the way, The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Interestingly, Polaris started as a band solely to create music for the show. Waiting for October is open to interpretation, but seems to be about waiting for an apocalypse. Oh, there we go. That fits in very well, doesn't it? It references dates like 1999 and other events historically associated with the end of times. How about 2023 or 2024? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just a couple of minutes away after the hour 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're going to do, because it's all a little bit higgledy-piggledy this morning as we try and get this all fitted in for this morning. So, say, we're just going to be about a minute and a half late. Let's do our shower song for this morning and see if we can find anything apt for October. Well, that's hopefully a little bit lively. Right, what we do have is my October Symphony. And who does that come from, you ask? Pet Shop Boys.
December instead.
There we go, in the shower with you this morning. That is the Pet Shop Boys. And my October sympathy, which seems to be going on longer than your shower, doesn't it? There we go. Right, but that's it. Getting you off to wherever it is you're going this morning. And, after the events of last night, etc., do be careful out there. I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon. That particular song, by the way, I was just sort of checking it out, My October Symphony by the Pet Shop Boys, and that was, 1990 when that came out, and it says, it takes a look at the politics that follow revolutionary events. There you go. And reminding listeners that it's the victors who write the history books. Which is very true. We're hearing all these things, aren't we, with all the bad things going on in the world. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, no, you can't bomb that. You can't do that. Unfortunately, when people go to war, they don't go to play by rules. They go to win. If they don't win, well, then they get chastised for it, don't they? 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll tell you what we're going to do later on as well. We're going to give away a certificate for $20, valid until the 15th of January. We've got plenty of time. This is at the Score Sports Bar in the Sortis Hotel, so we're going to be doing that a little bit later on. So do stay tuned as we go through the morning. As I said, trying to do 3 hours of music with October in the title. Yasmin's just passed me a note. Morning, Yas. Closed roads, Via Lucre, Costa del Este, Via Zaita, and Cerro Batea. Cerro Batea. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date if we hear anything else. Of course, if you're out there, do keep us informed, please. Do drop us a WhatsApp. Number is 677-18822. 677-18822. Here on The Breakfast Show.
Cause I get no sleep when I'm stuck in the middle of July. I'm counting every day and I can't wait till summer's over. So I can see you, so I can hold you. I just wanna be wrapped up in all your love and pull you closer. But it's never that some other place. I'm June and you're October. Should be lying next to you. Baby, what I give for that ice cold.
There we go, the HRVY, or one would probably just normally say Harvey, wouldn't they? That was Sweet October. Right, now, I tell you what, we're still going to, by the way, be doing our usual bits and pieces. Nothing else is going to change in around about 6 or 7 minutes' time. We'll take a look at some of the international news this morning and also some business news. Top of the hour at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, some local news. Dr. Computer won't be able to make it this morning, so it's another music morning for you boys and girls, taking you through till 10 o'clock on this morning. And as I said, we're going to be giving away a $20 voucher, valid at the Score Sport Bar in the Sortis Hotel. So a little bit of a treat for you later on. And we're going to be looking at songs with the month of October in title. I'll tell you what, we'll also take a look, shall we, at some of the things to do with October as well.
For me. Lately
I do like that one. Fairly new band to me, that one. Come out of Australia, and they're called the Screaming Jets, and they were formed in Newcastle in Australia back in 1989 by their frontman, a guy called Dave Gleason. And, well, they did very well. Their 1991 single, by the way, which was called Better, that reached number 4 on the related singles chart. And that particular track, well, is called October Grey. So far, so good. We've done half an hour. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be taking a look at some of the international news this morning. That, well, may not be a surprise. We get a mention as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Centre, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Wise on a birthday party in a world full of surprising fireworks and sudden silence. Lies on a stranger's bed, the new day breaks like a speeding train or an old friend. Never expected, but never knocking. Holding your own.
Secret of
Keeping up our tradition for today, songs with October in the title. That last one was from Little Comets and One Night in October. And I noticed there they mentioned, just reminded me, the clocks are back in October in the United Kingdom. It's in the last weekend, so it should be this coming weekend, shouldn't it? Little Comets, by the way, an English indie rock trio. They come from Jarrow in Washington in the Tyne and Wear. They're described, I love the description, they're described as playing kitchen sink indie music. can't even get three people in a kitchen sink. In early 2009, the band was signed to Columbia Records. That was following numerous gigs in strange locations, such as lecture theatres and various modes of public transport, and support from a DJ called Hugh Stevens. Well, after departing their major record label, they released their debut album, In Search of the Elusive Little Comets. And that was Comets. That was in 2011. Well, there we go. That was it. One Night in October. The one before that, yes, Duran Duran. They made a record about October. Secret October. And that, by the way, is spelled with a K. O-K-T-O-V-E-R. Comes off of an album that they released in, well, they released, in fact, right now, according to this, October of 2023. Dance Macabre. Oh, and yeah, it's being released tomorrow. There we go. The upcoming 16th studio album from Duran Duran, set to be released tomorrow. And that's going to be through BMG and Tape Modern. A Halloween-themed album. And the record will include three new tracks, covers and reimagined versions of older Duran Duran material. Album, by the way, does mark their first what appearances on a Duran Duran LP since 2004 and 2000. Nile Rodgers, yes, and Victoria De Angelis of Maneskin also feature as guest artists on the app. That should be good. So there's something to look out for tomorrow. And that particular track, well, it's it's the first track on, well, the seventh track. It's done in a way here that's like the second sign. The seventh track on the album, Secret October. And now, let me see, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 13 before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I reckon probably in around about half past 8, we're going to give away a voucher for the bar, the sports bar, there at the Sortist Hotel. So do hang around. Plenty going on this morning. This is The Hard Kiss. The title is very simple. It's just October. actually, when I was going through all these pieces of music, looking for music for October for this morning, with October in the title, of course, and I came across some really good tracks and quite a good variety as well. That was called, as I said, just simply October. I've got a few tracks this morning just called October, and that was the band The Hardkist. And Hardkist, they were, formed in Ukraine. It's a Ukrainian rock band formed back in 2011. And they, by the way, participated in the Ukrainian national selection for the Eurovision Song Contest of 2016. And that was with a song called Helpless, placing them second in the final. To date, The Hardkist has released 4 studio albums, 1 EP, and 1 live album, and numerous singles as well. And that one, as I said, just called October. Let's say a very good morning to Renee this morning. I think everybody else over here is doing the right thing. They're staying in bed. And anyway, Renee over there in Athens in Greece, well away from this, she says, good morning. And goodness, what a lot of chaos going on over there. Sending positive vibes and prayers to Panama. Dad and Karen left early this morning, going back to the USA. We had a great time with them. Currently, Roxy and Ruby, our doggies, are at the veterinarian. Scheduled appointment for a mani-pedi. Or for dogs, I guess, it's just pedi-pedi. No, it's pedi-pedi-pedi-pedi. They have 4 pedis, all right? This is a nail trim and teeth cleaning, for which they have to be sedated. Really? Oh. So we're killing 2 birds. They're not birds, they're dogs. And try not to kill them. With 1 stone, it says here. Nail trim and teeth cleaning all while sleeping. That's not a bad idea, is it? Best for all involved. Stay safe, and we hope things smooth over quickly. Okay, so thank you for all of your good wishes. And that's from Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Now here's an October song going all the way back to World War II. Thank you. there we go. They call themselves the Skyrockets Dance Orchestra. And that comes off of an album, actually, a song from World War II. It's called October Mood. Time on The Breakfast Show, 4 minutes, and that's just away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news coming up for you then. We're going to squeeze one more in. It's called October 29.
100 lovers in my bed, 1 million more inside my head. I didn't miss you since my love has made me blind. I thought I'd never feel again. When then you kissed me on October 29. When then you kissed me on October 29. Oh, I didn't miss you since my love has made me blind. When then you kissed me on October 29. I was afraid. I made my love a masquerade. But with a single look, you truly proved me wrong. When caused a crack in the facade. And then you kissed me on October 29. And then you kissed me on October 29. I didn't miss you since my love has made me blind. And then you kissed me on October 29. I recall the summer air and purple flowers in your hair. But when you left to see the beauty of the world, I thought we'd say goodbye forever. And then you kissed me on October 29. And then you kissed me on October 29. I didn't miss you since my love has made me blind. And then you kissed me on October 29. On October 29. On October 29. I didn't miss you since my love has made me blind. But then you kissed me. But then you kiss me. On October 29.
And there you go. That's why I told you it was called October 29. And that was Lord of the Lost. And that is a German rock band coming out of Hamburg, formed by their singer and frontman, Chris Harms. And by the way, a little bit in common with our previous piece of music, they represented Germany in the Eurovision Song Contest of 2023, this year. And that was with the song Blood and Glitter. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time is a waste, but won't fill the holes you dug. just to let you go. We built our love just to watch it fall. You gave me joy, now I feel nothing at all. Is my heart made of stone, or are we drifting apart? The sting of October snow, of October snow, is drifting down into my bones. Oh, my bones. In your heart I build my home. Oh, my home. I should have known, yeah, I should have known. I let you go, I let you go. I pulled you close just to let you go. We built our love just to watch it fall. You gave me joy, now I feel nothing at all. Is my heart made of stone, or are we drifting apart? The sting of October snow, of October snow, is drifting down into my bones. Oh, my bones. In your heart I build my home. Oh, my home. I should have known, yeah, I should have known. I let you go, I let you go. Maybe I'm crazy, but baby, I looked at you and could not help but sing. My winter heart suddenly blossomed right into spring. Maybe I'm crazy, but baby, I looked at you and saw a wedding ring. But now I'm all alone and I feel the sting.
And there we go, two songs about October, both intrinsically linked as well. We started off with Chelsea Cutler and Snow in October, and that was Hayd, H-A-Y-D. And October Snow. Chelsea Cutler, by the way, American singer-songwriter and producer. She comes from a place called Westport in Connecticut, and she released her debut studio album, which was called How to Be Human. That was in January of 2020, and through Republic Records. Didn't do too bad. Picked at number 23 for her on the Billboard 200 chart. Time on The Breakfast Show, 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take another October song. And then I think we'll see if we can check in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. The next one is called October Song. It's Amy Winehouse.
Starlight, the voice. Grandma. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's been a couple of days, I'll tell you. The family's unable to get up here to El Valle, so they're returning their car today, and they're flying home tomorrow a week early. We're real sad we didn't get a chance to see them, but safety is better than, you know, taking a risk, getting stuck either in this area or getting stuck there and can't get back, et cetera, to the airport. So at this point, we're real sorry we're not going to see them. We'll have to just go visit them there in Arizona then, I guess. That's all we can do. We can't wait for that everything to pass. The protests, wow, I've been seeing videos. We had one yesterday here in El Valle. The beautiful thing is that they only stayed on half of the road. They didn't take up the whole road. They were very, very polite, you know, and got on half of the road. And everyone dressed with black shirts for solidarity. So we're making sure that we support that as well. I don't know how long this is going to go on and how much people can endure with not being able to go to work. My clients are calling me and say, hey, can you hook me up again like the old days? Hook me up so I can work remotely. And I said, well, yeah, we can do that because that's what you're going to have to do if you can't get into the office. They're burning stuff in front of the building and doing all kinds of stuff. So the apartment management has sent out a notice saying what to do in case of protesters get a little rambunctious and try to do things that are a little dangerous for the residents. Other than that, Chelsea's doing a good job. She's recovering nicely. She's got on her cute little bodysuit, getting her medication twice a day and her little, you know, what they call it, cream on her incisions. And she's like, she looks so pretty in her suit. She's not real crazy about it. It's hard to keep a puppy from running and jumping, which we've been trying very good to do. We've only let her outside on a leash so that she can't bebop and jump around too much. We kind of control that activity a little bit because the moment we take her off the leash, boom, she is after those putty tats as quick as they can be. She's just like a race car. Meow, meow. And she is definitely a racing dog. Ooh, she's a fast little girl. Right now she's sitting there looking at me going, why are you talking about me? Why? All right. Well, hey, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I'll dig something up for you and get my research done so we have something interesting to talk about tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio.
And there we go. It's called October Sun. It's by a gentleman. His name is Matt Berry. And including that in our list this morning, the song was featured on an album that he bought out in 2013, which was called Kill the Wolf. Our next one on our list of songs with October in the month of May is this one. October to May is what it's called. And it's Rick Wakeman together with Dave Cousins. Lovely song, and Rick Wakeman there together with Dave Cousins, and October to May. Thank you very much. Right, October. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little bit of a question in a minute, and you've got a chance of winning that $20 voucher, which is valid right through to January, so you can take your time. This is at the Score Sports Bar in the Saltis Hotel, so you can go there for a nice drink one evening, and with a voucher for $20. But let's talk about October for a minute, then I'll ask you a question. Of course, October, 10th month of the year, that's the Julian and Gregorian calendars, and the 6th of 7 months to have a length of 31 days. Now, the 8th month in the old calendar of Romulus, that's 750 years BC, before Christ, October retained its name from Latin and Greek, octo, meaning 8. After January and February were inserted into the calendar that had originally been created by the Romans. In ancient Rome, one of three Mundus Patet would take place on October the 5th. Mediterranea October the 11th, Augustalia in October the 12th, October Horse on the 15th, and Amilusterium in October the 19th. And by the way, these dates do not correspond to the modern Gregorian calendar, which is rather good news for us, really, because we don't have to keep saying them. Among the Anglo-Saxons, it was known as Winter Filleth, because of this full moon. Winter was supposed to begin. Now, I'll tell you what, symbols. October's birthstones are the tourmaline and the opal. Okay, the zodiac signs are Libra until the 22nd and Scorpio from the 23rd. My question to you is, what is the birth flower for the month of October? What is the birth flower for the month of October? The first person to WhatsApp me, okay, with the right answer, the number is 677-188-22, 677-188-22. The first person to WhatsApp me with the right answer, what is the birth flower for the month of October? October. Going back to the Greeks, aren't we? So what is the birth flower for the month of October? First person to WhatsApp me with the right number gets that $20 voucher to use at the sports bar in the Sortis Hotel. Keep your eye on the time, 22 minutes right now, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And here is Alessia Cara.
5 a.m. the moon went to sleep. Your friends speaking in tongues in the back seat. Just one little glance, I don't know what you mean. Somehow we're stealing moments, moments away. Why are we just not as good in the days? Too soon to know it.
off my shoulders. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna miss this when it's, I'm gonna miss this when it's over.
There we go, Alessia Cara, I do like that. That's another one of those songs that I said we had, which is just simply called October. And this goes, Alessia Cara. Right, okay, I've made a decision because we had two people came in. Because in actual fact, what it says when looking up, it says that the flower is the calendula, all right? But if you look up the calendula, it's a type of marigold. And two people came in and said marigold. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the first of those two, Celia. Celia came in first with marigold, closely followed, I hasten to add, by Rosita. And both of you said, so I've decided because it's probably commonly known as a marigold, and it's not... Calendula is not a name that I was very familiar with, so I will accept that, Celia. So just drop me a little note, please, with your cellular number and full name. Thank you very much. I tell you what, you two could get together and have a drink together. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 17 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place near Radio Dell. Our next October-themed song comes from Ron Pope. It's called October Trees.
Wait,
There we go. Yes, so Ron Pope and October Trees. Time on the Breakfast Show, 12 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And just looking, by the way, at some of the things that are celebrated during the month of October. Some of the month-long celebrations is Black History Month in the United Kingdom. In the Catholic tradition, October, of course, is the month of the Holy Rosary, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Health Literacy Month, International Walk to School Month. That's probably not a good one for the kids, is it? Medical Ultrasound Awareness Month, Rett Syndrome Awareness Month, World Blindness Awareness Month today, this month, and World Menopause Month as well. Vegetarian Awareness Month. So there we go. There's a few of the things relevant to the month of May. Right, let's go back to some music. Now, let me see. I've got a few more left here. I think we're going to be all right. Like this one. This is the Incredible String Band, and it's called October Song.
I'll sing you this October song, oh, there is no song before it. The words and tune are none of my own, for my joys and sorrows bore it. Beside the sea, though brambly briars, in the still off evening, birds fly out behind the sun, and with them I'll be leaving. The fallen leaves that jewel ground, they know the art of dying, and leave with joy their glad gold hearts in the scarlet shadows lying. When hunger calls my footsteps home, the morning follows after. I swim the sea within my mind, and the pine trees laugh green laughter. I used to search for happiness, and I used to follow pleasure, but I found a door behind my mind, and that's the greatest treasure. For rulers like to lay down laws, and rebels like to break them, and the poor priests like to walk in chains, and God likes to forsake them. I met a man whose name was Time, and he said I must be going, but just how long ago that was, I have no way of knowing. Sometimes I want to murder time, sometimes when my heart's aching, but mostly I just stroll along the path that he is taking. Mm-hmm.
The best place to be in the mornings.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go.
Goes. And I tell you what, that leaves me about 3 minutes before we get to the top of the hour, and I've got one which will help us get there. It's just called October. It's another one of those, and it comes from U2. Thank you.
trees are stripped bare of all they wear. Do I care? October and kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. As you go on.
There it is, just a small track, really, for you two, and just simply called October. And that came out in 1981. And it was off an album, if I remember rightly. The album was just called October as well. Released, believe it or not, in October of 1981. On Island Records, produced by Steve Lillywhite. And it was the album itself was lyrically inspired by the memberships of Bono, The Edge and Larry Mullen Jr. in a Christian group called the Shalom Fellowship. And consequently, it contains spiritual and religious themes. So anyway, there we go. That has quite nicely brought me to this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Hey, Jerry, with a G. And now with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. They'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but the breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, Jerry with a G, and now with a J. If it's Jerry with a G, then you got it okay.
Thank you.
Bill. Welcome back. Continuing with October.
Just made out.
Mumford and Sons.
Your silhouette through the quickening haze. So branded on my mind, so I don't forget. Let it shine on my wandering eyes.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
we go. That's nice, isn't it? Yes. That is it's Shahin. Shahin and Sefer there. And October Moon. I was thinking they don't get so many instrumentals these days, do you? But that's a nice one. October Moon. Now my next one. This is called October Road. One of my favourite artists. I've got so many. James Taylor.
Well, I'm going back down maybe one more time. Deep down home, October Road. Now I'd like to see that little friend of mine that's left behind. Upon a time, oh, promised land, it meets their standing. It's a test of time, it's a real good sign. When the sun runs down behind the hills, I know I'll stand there still till the moon rises up behind the final glory. Raise my rent and my high. Sweet call of the countryside. Go down slow, open wide. I did my time to change my mind. I'm satisfied. Oh, I got so low down, fed up. My God, I could hardly move. Tell mama, oh my brother, get on up, help me to find my groove. We'll be walking October Road. See me walking in the sunshine, yeah. A little friend of mine.
There we go, that is James Taylor and October Road. And it is a very good morning sitting over there, very quiet, getting on with all the bits and pieces. Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy, what is today? Thursday.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to know these days, isn't it, really? Especially with this week, because we've just been you and me.
Yeah, we missed Alex.
Did we? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Alex was, yes. Of course we did. Of course he did. But he did let us see, it was in advance, he knew he couldn't make it today.
Mm-hmm,
so,
exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, with all the, are you sort of seeing anything around your way where you live, trouble-wise, or?
No.
Just block roads, or?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
So, yeah, a bit of a mess apparently around here last night. I didn't really hear anything about. We did hear some people banging their pans, their pitas.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because we're in a posh neighbourhood in Paitia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They use kusina. So it's very melodic. I haven't seen what happened in the way of vandalism. I know one thing, because a friend of mine saw earlier on in the day the people marching down the Cinta Costera, mm-hmm. coming up towards this end. And they said, you know, they were sort of like millenniums and middle-aged, well-off people that were marching.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there was sort of tear gas and all sorts of things. I mean, I'm a bit confused with the police, who they protect,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether they protect the population or whether they're going to protect the constitution. So
mm-hmm.
We'll just have to see. But obviously the people are peed off.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not going to go away very soon. I mean, I just sort of think really is it's not, you know, it was done so underhandedly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No public were allowed in the legislative, and yet they had executives or people up there from the mining company.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all very one-sided. And, anyway, there's not much we can do other than wait and see what happens.
Exactly, yeah.
So anyway, there we go. Right.
But I have to say, this morning when I was arriving here, I went in front of the Club Union,
mm-hmm.
and you can see all the trash in the streets and everything, but there was a guy who was picking up the trash from the roads.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's one from the neighborhood.
Yeah, I meant so. Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It's getting nasty. It's not doing us any good with regards to property. I was just talking to a friend of mine, or we've been exchanging yesterday, a friend of mine, Andrea, in the property mm-hmm. business, and they're going to go up to their office in Costa Rica because they can't do anything here.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't drive. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, mm-hmm. We'll just have to try and hope on everybody that keeps safe.
Exactly.
And don't loot shops or damage people's personal equipment, because you'll only make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're going to rob from shops, the police will. Well, they're catching you in the act of a crime. They've got every reason to pull their gun out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and do not do that. Okay. It's not all about that. If you want to, you know, if you're going to loot shops or whatever, forget it. You know, mm-hmm. you're just going to turn going to get people turning against you rather than standing with you.
So. Yes, exactly.
How's Ian doing? Because he's, I guess, no school today either, or?
Yeah, no school.
No school?
No.
You know, and you know what? You look out the windows,
mm-hmm.
and yesterday the traffic here in the street that we live in,
mm-hmm.
It was like back to the pandemic days.
Mm-hmm.
It was so quiet.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And my friend who lives in Arraiján,
mm-hmm.
she told me the same yesterday, that she felt like they were in pandemia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
She cannot go anywhere.
That's it then. Luckily, I don't need to go anywhere.
No, yes.
And how are you liking our music about October?
Well, it's different. There's a lot of songs that I never heard before.
There's quite a few songs I'd never heard before either, trust me.
Yeah.
But, no, in fact, we've got more than enough to get us through the morning, which is, mm-hmm. So 3 hours of October. We'll take another one and then we'll come back and chat some more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got one here. It's, we've got a few this morning, which, are just called October. And this is another one. It's just called October, yes. And it's from the Hello sequence.
Keep in mind the last time you go away at night. Keep in mind the last time, but don't ignore the first. Raise your
There we go, that's the Hello sequence and October. 26 minutes before 10 o'clock. What are you going to be doing today then, yeah?
Just continue working.
Not going in, there's nowhere to go, is there really?
No,
it's all events are closed. Because today was going to be Caravana. But it has been rescheduled.
Yeah.
The 20th and 21st of... Who's that?
One of your
It's one of my cell phones. I can't tell which one it is. So, I don't see one of them. I don't think it's this one.
No, I think it's the one in front of you.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't say anything.
No.
I don't see any call up there.
It stops.
It stops?
Okay.
Now I wonder who's calling? who's calling me?
Yes. I'll be just working and do some exercise.
Oh, okay. All right. And me too.
Yes.
Well, working anyway. Don't just push it. Let's have another October song, and I'll see if I can find out who was calling. Now this one, Girl in Red. We fell in love in October. Everything's falling to pieces, Jasmine. I know I'm going to have a look at that one. Right, I'm going to move over to the other deck. This is Cara Dillon.
When you feel so tired, when you ask and no one knows, when your heart is terrified, and when you feel like letting go, take this love I freely given, take this dream.
Cara Dillon, and that was October Winds. I found out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was put itself on a loop.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So I'm going to try again now.
Okay.
You think it? Should I try that?
Yes.
For sure?
Yes.
Girl in Red.
Oh, yes.
So far, so good. We Fell in Love in October is what it's called. Anyway, listening to the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, by the way, 20 minutes, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock. That's it. Yes, Girl in Red. And We Fell in Love in October. So there you go then, Yaz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with everybody tomorrow, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've still got time to put another couple of songs in. And I got some left over.
Okay, that's good.
Don't ask me to do it for December. We've got a lot for December, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, Yaz. Well, keep safe.
Thank you, too, and everybody.
And we'll be back together tomorrow morning. But right now, more music. This mm-hmm. is October Sky. From Javier. So sweet.
they fall incomplete, and then no longer speaking to me. When will I send my grief for a moment's relief and pretend
that is Javier and October Sky. Time on the Breakfast Show is 10, 11, 12, 13 minutes. I've never got enough fingers. 13 minutes before 10 o'clock here on this morning's program. Carrying on, this is Before October's Gone.
Remember
time, there's just no explaining it.
There we go. That's Cimarelli, and Before October's Gone. Won't be long, will it, before October's gone? We know that. Right, we've got time to squeeze this one. We've got a few left over, actually. This is The Erasmus featuring Annette Olsen. October and April is what it's called. That's October and April, as I mentioned, the Rasmus featuring Annette Olsen. Very nice it is, too. And, well, that's it then. We've made it. 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours of music with October in the title. Made a bit of a change from doing the normal sort of Halloween and thriller stuff, doesn't it? I mean, I find it quite funny. Enough. Get out of here. So that's it. 3 hours of music with October in the title. And thanks go out this morning to Ingrid for our intrepid reporter's report for today, our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Thank you for that, Ingrid. And don't forget, Ingrid will be back tomorrow with our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. Yasmin will be back tomorrow as well, because what do we do on Friday? What, where and when? What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. There'll either be absolutely nothing or be telling you where you can go and join a march. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. So I know a lot of events have been cancelled or postponed. So anyway, big thanks to Yasmin. She's doing all our background work here, our social media, keeping an eye on things as well. So thanks to Yasmin. Thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK, looking after Mum and getting background information for us for the show. Big thanks to Neil and to the boys and girls of Group of Grado, keep us up and running. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. And please, we mean it most sincerely. Whatever it is you're going to be doing today, please, please do it carefully, all right? We want to be talking to you at 7 tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.